No Eddie today?
No, he went to Knott's Berry Farm.
Ooh.
I know.
Knott's Berry Farm.
Knott's Berry.
Getting his picture taken with Santa.
They have a Christmas thing there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's Knott's Merry Farm.
Oh, that's what it's called this month?
Yes.
I guess.
2 months or whatever?
Well, during Christmas, yeah.
Okay.
He gets to take a picture with Santa Snoopy.
Oh, my God. I hope this thing doesn't mess up. Oh, man. It's already starting to freeze. Is that Alyssa?
That's Alyssa.
No. Okay. I'm frozen?
Yeah, you thought it was me again. I was like, good Lord.
The heck?
I'll just keep doing Alyssa, I'll keep doing jumping jacks so you know you're not frozen.
Okay. Alyssa, you look a little blurry today. Did you have a... What's going on?
Well, her filter blurs
out. Background. Let's see.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. I don't have my glasses
on. I'm blurry? Oh, I'm like, I'm blurry?
You're a little, you're a little blurrier than usual.
Maybe it is the background. I was
Wipe your camera.
I was going to have to get my other glasses. I was going to say, I can't see anymore. Better?
Maybe she has a bad internet connection.
Okay. So it's not me, right?
How's that?
A little better.
Okay. Yeah, no, the back was okay. You can blur it if you want. I can't see
jail,
that.
Steve doesn't want to see the Raider logo back there.
No. I really thought it was blurry. I didn't have my glasses on. No, you look fine.
How about this one?
Yeah, do the fancy house.
Apparently I can add some, but I just don't know.
Might be able to upload your own picture.
Yeah.
Oh, you could put your own stuff, huh?
Maybe. I don't know.
I have no idea.
That's funny.
Okay. Am I still blurry?
You're
freezing?
Fine.
Do I have to restart my computer?
Yeah, you're froze, right? You were froze. So it's not me this time.
For once.
It's me. Fuck.
I'm moving. Okay. Yeah, you're freezing a little bit, Alyssa.
Should I restart my computer? Or should we just go?
It's up to you.
Restart it quick.
Whoa. Why don't you restart it?
Let me restart. I'll restart.
Okay.
You got 2 minutes.
All right. We're going to start anyway.
All right.
All right. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. They like it. Oh, ha-ha. You know, stupid funny faces.
Some people just don't like stuff. I mean, I never like anything on Facebook.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Yeah. Okay. That's people.
Like I said, our listeners are meatheads.
Okay.
On the first day of Christmas, our listeners gave to me a big freaking stinking headache. On the second day of Christmas, our listeners gave to me no communication and a big freaking stinking headache. On the third day of Christmas, our listeners gave to me 3 failed sponsors, no communication and a big freaking stinking headache. On the fourth day of Christmas, our listeners gave to me 4 bowel movements, 3 failed sponsors, no communication, and a big freaking stinking headache. On the fourth day of Christmas, our listeners gave to me no respect. 4 bowel movements, 3 failed sponsors, no communication, and a big freaking stinking headache.
All right. With that bitchy song, welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Steve.
Man, she...
You like that? Perfect.
she knew what she was doing.
Good Lord, Alyssa, what are you doing?
I don't know.
What's the matter?
I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I got a thing that said lost connection. I was like, what the fuck?
Almost like you got booted or something?
Yeah. Oh, and that's never happened to me before. I even asked if our internet went out. I gotta know.
You're okay now. You even look a little clearer.
Oh, do I? Yay.
Yes. You look good over there.
I don't know what happened.
I don't either. Well, you know what? It's December, and that means it's Christmas month.
Yes. And
we always have fun on Christmas, don't we? We have fun, don't we?
Usually.
Yeah.
Usually. Yeah. Let me see. PHS, class of 1983. Here for Jim. Okay. It's always good to know when somebody's here for somebody else but us. Yes, we like that. That feels good. It makes our heart warm and giddy. It's Christmas month, and let me see. Started a little late. Our guest is going to be here in a minute. But before we do that, I want to something about Alyssa here. Let me pull this up. And you can explain this to me, Alyssa. And I guess this kind of sounds like you. I saw a post that you did. It says, if you are shocked by what I say, you obviously haven't paid attention to who I am. I am not rude. I'm honest.
Yep. Now, I tell it like it is.
Can you just say what that means to you in short terms? Short words.
Some people, actually, you know, I get a lot of people that say, like, when they don't know me, they think I'm a bitch. They think I'm unapproachable. But once they get to know me, they're like, oh, you're really nice. Da 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 da. And I don't know if it's just that resting bitch face. I don't know what it is, but I've had a couple people tell me that. And now they know me and they're like, oh no, I don't know why. But I also have family members that like tell me, well, you know, wish you were there because you would have said something. Well, yeah, I don't hold back. I tell the truth. I always say I can't lie because I can never remember. I can't even remember the truth. So I'll tell you the truth and I'll be honest. I'll be like, I'm like one of those people that says, you got something in your teeth? You take it out, even if I don't know you.
So like if we were at a function or something, right? Let's say we were at the M25 show Christmas party or something. Mm-hmm. And I was walking around with my zipper down. Would you tell me? Mm-hmm. Would you look for a while first and then tell me? Or would you say, hey, Steve,
I don't think Alyssa would be looking down there anyway, so you're safe.
I'd tell you if you had food on your mouth. Because you know what? I would want someone to tell me.
Yes.
That's how I think about it. You know, it's like...
I hope you have some tact in it, okay? Because I would like somebody to tell me, but not like blurt it out in front of the whole room, you know?
Sometimes I just go like this, or I'll go, you know?
Well, Steve, okay, so with the zipper thing, Alberto, would you want somebody to come up and go what be doing, and whisper?
Know, doing the up.
Oh, well, yeah, no. Well, listen, would you blurt that out, or would you? Oh, you would do that, what Alberto did?
No, I'd probably just go, hey, your zipper's down.
Steve, just to let you know. I wouldn't tell you. I did just let you walk around with it unzipped.
I'm sure you would.
XYZPDQ.
That's the saying. What does it say? Yeah. With the zipper. What's another
Examine
saying?
Examine your zipper pretty darn quick.
Alberto, you know any sayings from when somebody's flies down?
Yeah, zip it up.
I just remember that as open. A kid. XYZPDQ.
What does that mean?
I just told you, examine your zipper pretty darn quick.
Oh my goodness. Now I'd have to sit there and think, what is she talking about? That's too complicated for me. If Alyssa said that, I'd be like,
it's too complicated for Steve. He'd be like, what the heck?
What?
I'd be like, what is she talking about? Is she taking some kind of meds now or something?
No.
Talking in,
I mean, you guys know how I am on the show. You know, I tell people.
Well, I don't think you have a bitch face. Or whatever. What do you say? A resting bitch face?
Yeah.
Steve does.
I don't think you have them. Okay. What is going on today? It's not about me today. Okay.
I thought we usually don't fight during Christmas, but today's an exception.
It's Christmas time. Let me see.
One of us remembered.
What, Alyssa? What is PHS? Is that a high school?
I guess so.
Probably. I don't know where Jim's from, so it's probably maybe a.
Yep. Sorry, folks. I am frozen right now. Coming back.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. We're going to bring him out. He's waiting in the waiting room. But we actually had a guest on last week. That was Jimmy.
Oh.
Yes. You remember our guest last week, right?
Yes. The Captain Black.
Oh, not last week. 2 weeks. You see, I told you I was sick. I'm getting over being sick. 2 weeks ago. Oh, my God. I apologize. I don't even know.
Paradise High School, Paradise, California.
Paradise High School. California, buddy.
Paradise, California.
I don't even know where that is. Is that far?
Is that over by like Palm Springs?
Sounds like Paradise.
Yeah, that's Paradise over by Harrah's Casino. I think is Paradise, California.
Ah. Well, anyway.
By Chica. Chico.
Up by Chico. Chico?
Chico, California.
Chico or Chino?
Chico.
Oh, Northern California. Okay, that's all you had to say. Now I'm in it. There we go.
Okay.
Just north of Sacramento.
There we go. A
few miles north.
Yeah, I think it's in Northern California. Yes, it is. Jay Rin, our musical guest a few weeks ago, knows Jimmy Becker. And We'll let him tell us how they know each other. And,
okay.
Because this is Jimmy's day today. And,
yeah. Apparently the town's... Did you see it? The town burned in November of 2018. It's not Chino, it's Chico.
I know. I know.
Well, Steve thinks everybody's in the prison, so...
I was thinking Chino prison. I'm sorry.
Oh, look, my friend Kelly's here. Hi, Kelly.
Hello, Kelly. Kelly Dow, and then not Chino Campfire. Okay, hashtag Campfire.
Kelly Whiteman.
Kelly Whiteman, okay. Hello, Kelly. Glad to join us. I know you're probably here for somebody else other than us, which is okay. I've, after 10 years, I get it. I understand, Alberto. People aren't here for us.
We're just happy people are here.
Yes, we're just happy people are here. And we're happy Jimmy Becker here is in the waiting room. We're going to bring him out right now. Let me see. Here we go. Let's bring him out right now.
Let's see if this works. Can you hear me?
Oh,
my God. Look at this guy.
I can hear you really good.
Sounding all professional. I like it already.
Everything's
sound
okay.
Better than me.
Yes. Hello, Jimmy. How are you?
Hey, very good. Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. I've heard some of your music, and I love it. It's really good. It's awesome to have you on. And we were just talking about how you guys, you know Jay Rand. And
yeah.
Somebody made a comment in there and that said, you know her pretty well, right?
Well, yeah, I do know her pretty well. She's my youngest daughter, so that...
Oh.
There's a little bit of... I've known her for a little while.
Yeah, there you go. But she was a great guest, and... Yes, I know you had sent some message about we're kind of like neighbors, Alyssa.
Yeah,
Jimmy doesn't know this, but yeah, we live like I live.
I think we're like a block from each other, maybe two. Yeah.
Oh, Steve's frozen up.
Oh, Steve frozen today.
Well,
we're all having problems this
yeah,
morning.
I was. You froze, Steve.
Oh, here we go again.
Yep.
Yeah, we
I passed the baton to you.
Yeah, thanks, Alyssa.
Don't worry, I froze up earlier too, so.
But no, I live the street right the next street up from you.
Yeah, that's what Jay Wren was telling me. She says, "You're not going to believe this, but they're right around the corner."
Yeah.
Oh, that was
literally.
the one you posted, you took a picture with.
Yeah, she came over because the album, and then we got a picture. Yeah, you remember her. She came over and did a song and everything. Yeah.
I don't think I was on the show that day.
You weren't?
Mm-hmm.
Alberto, Alyssa wasn't on?
I forget.
That's right. She wasn't.
Yeah,
yes, that's
I
right.
wasn't. I think I was working.
Okay, so what we're going to do here, I wanted to get Jimmy to do a song live right on the get-go.
Okay.
Because I didn't want the internet to mess up or anything. So let's hope for the best. Jimmy, we're going to pray that this goes good. We want to clean. Well, you'll do a good job. We're
Let
talking
it roll.
About,
Let
we're
it
talking
roll.
About the airwaves, you know. But Jimmy Becker, you're going to be playing a new song off your new album, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a new record that I'm working on called When the Lights Go Out. And the album itself is very electrified, you know, with electric guitars, you know, it's full band stuff. But everything was written on acoustic guitar, and so it translates very nicely back to acoustic also. So I'll play the opening cut, the title song, for you right now if you want.
Yes.
All right.
Becker, let's
All
do
right.
this.
The song is called When the Lights Go Out.
Here we go.
Is dark. I heard the pop and I saw the spark. Like a blown transformer when you walked out. But I'm the man with the plan when the lights go out. This is what I do when the lights go out. I play guitar and I sing when the lights go out. Light a candle, grab a flashlight. Everything's gonna be alright. This is what I do when the lights go out.
make wild love when the lights went out. The world could end and we'd still be making out. Now I play my guitar here in the dark, singing the blues from my broken heart. Because this is what I do when the lights go out. I play guitar and I sing when the lights go out. When you hit the switch, I was down and out. Now I got a reason to rock out. This is what I do when the lights go out.
Alyssa, what did you think? There was just a tiny little glitch, but other than that, it was pretty good. We've got the whole thing on. Jimmy, we got the whole thing.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right.
I feel good because I planned this just right, Alyssa. That Jimmy's going to come on. We're going to get him do his live performance right off the bat, and it came out good. Good job, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Now we could, Alyssa, you got a question for Jimmy before I roll in on him?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so you're into music. Your youngest daughter, you said, is into music. Is other family, are you guys like just a music family?
I'd say yes and no. I mean, you know, both of Jamie's older sisters are very musically inclined. Michelle, the oldest, she just doesn't go down that path. I mean, she'll sing, you know, with family at events and stuff like that, but she has no interest in, you know, being out here. Serena, the middle one, she's doing her PhD at Stanford and teaching there. She's a fantastic guitar player and singer. And when she joins Jamie or Jay Rin and they start singing together, it's really something. You should hear them all in three-part harmony. But Jay Rin is the only one. She's the only one who decided that this is what she really wants to do. So she got a bachelor's degree from Belmont University in contemporary vocal in 2017, and she's hitting it as hard as she possibly can. So,
oh, nice.
Wow, that's awesome. Musical family.
Serena,
is that one of your daughters is a good singer as well?
That's middle. Yeah, she's a very good vocalist, and she's quite the guitar player also. But she's, you know, in her studies at, you know, for her PhD. She doesn't have a lot of time to go out and perform, but she would like to do it. You know, we'll see what she decides. And her boyfriend's also a fantastic musician. It's fun hanging out with them too, because whenever I go up to the Bay Area and get to spend time with them, you know, we all sit around and have these jam sessions and drink wine. And it's fun.
How fun. Mm-hmm. There's a musical family right there.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask about your new album. When is that coming out? And
Well, I'm trying to release a new album every year. Is this kind of something I set my sights on in 2020? I've released about 9 or 10 albums over my career, but I've pulled a lot of them down just because I'm not, you know, I can do better now. And in 2021, I released an album called Packing House. It's a pretty heavy album with, you know, a lot of influences from, you know, more of the edgy Stones and Ramones and David Bowie stuff. It's really rocking. I released an album called Becker Way in 2022, which is an album with, that's a little more introspective, but it still rocks. But this one is probably the hardest rocking thing I've done. And what I set out to do this year, I wrote When the Lights Go Out in January of this year and put it out as a single. And then I followed up with another song in February. And then started writing the third song, I think, in about March. And then I got sidetracked writing a symphony for a Rolling Stones tribute. And it just took me completely out of the game, like 50 hours a week for 3.5 months. And I've also done 200 shows this year. So I was just, you know, the whole album had to be put on the back burner. So it came about in August. I realized I need to get this thing done. So I finished that third song and wrote 7 more in the span of about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And got all of the basic tracks recorded. I'm very excited for it. It's, you know, got a lot of just kick-ass rock and roll on it. I also got a good friend of mine, Scott Dugdale, who is a five-time Emmy award-winning composer, doing some strings and different kinds of arrangements with his amazing expertise. It's I think it's going to be quite a record. So I'm excited to release it. I'm hoping to have it streaming by January 1st, CDs by then, and vinyl by March if production schedules hold up. So.
Very, very cool.
Nice.
Alyssa,
yes.
You want to read that comment from the class of 83, and then I'll play a clip from one of his new songs that Jimmy sent us.
Okay. Well, he first said, well, you already read the Serena's a good singer as well. All three Becker girls are very accomplished. A new album every year, plus 200 plus shows this year. The hardest working dude I know. Scott is awesome also from PHS.
Scott's a mutual friend of the person I think who's chiming in there. And yeah, Scott is a fantastic guitar player. And we've done some things together in the past. And you know, we do this really cool thing each summer up in Paradise, California, which, you know, was decimated by wildfires, you know, like kind of like what happened in Lahaina. You know, it burned 14,000 homes burned in about 6 hours. It was an insane fire, but we go up, that's where I grew up. And so hey, Richard, now I see you now. And then, you know, but every summer we go up and we get some of the old mates together and, you know, we do kind of a concert in the park as part of the series there. And it's really wonderful. The whole town turns out pretty much. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
What do I have here? I have Bodie Down the River.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, right off the bat, I didn't even get through the rest of the songs I have. Is that one of the ones you'd like us to, a little clip to play?
Sure, whatever you like. This is actually the closing track on the record, and it's kind of a fun song. So,
because I have 5 of them. Back to the Dance Floor, Black and Blue, When the Lights Go Out, the song you just played.
Yeah.
Nothing to It, and Boating Down the River.
Well, let's start with Boating Down the River and give that a sample and see where it goes.
There we go, Boating Down the River. New song.
All right.
That was a question I was thinking of, because I see his setup over there, and I just had this feeling.
There's a lot in here, yeah. Yeah.
That was another thing. Before I forget, and we have more questions for you, maybe one day the M25 show can sign that wall I hear about.
There is a wall in here with a lot of Sharpies, and you can pretty much come on over and say whatever you want on my blue wall.
Why don't you tell us about that? Because I saw a little bit of it. I didn't get the whole meaning of why you do it, but I know there is a meaning. I just don't know. I don't want to say it because I don't know the correct meaning. I know you can tell us, though.
The wall?
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, it's a fun story, actually, because I bought this home in 98, and I knew I needed a studio. So, my dad, who's a general contractor, came down, and he said, let's build a studio in the garage. So we put up, we built a room inside the garage, and it's... And then I put this drywall on and painted it blue. I don't know. It was really weird when I first put it up. It kind of looked like the inside of an empty swimming pool. And I told my daughters, who at the time, that was like 1999 late, I think. They would have been, like maybe I think 11, 10, and like 4, 5, 6, I forget. But anyway, I gave them paint and said, do your thing. So they each got a wall, and since then I've expanded this one section over here. You can't see it because of all the stuff here, but but my daughter Serena was worried because she thought her wall disappeared, but I cut it in a way where I actually flipped her portion around into the next room, so she didn't lose any of her artwork. But it's kind of fun, but then it's basically a free-for-all where anybody who wants to leave their mark here.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Very cool.
Yeah, Richard says he's done it before.
Oh, Richard's is it signing it or just doing something arty on it? Is that what it is? Or
anything? You can. I got a friend of mine who quoted Shelley on my wall. I've got one that says here, Jamie, aka Jay Wren. Jamie is super amazing, and I'm jealous. You amaze me every way, Miss Jamie Becker. Always Brianna. I don't even remember who Brianna is. Somebody else put my name. Somebody else put my name is Bob. We have plain white tees. Somebody put that on there.
So you didn't even know some of these.
Thanks for the good. No, some of them are just my daughter's friends. And even when I wasn't here, they say, come on, you got to sign this. Don't touch my drum kit. That's another one. Let's see.
That's
one of them is some girl.
Brothers.
there you go. Yeah, there's no. There's one that says Darth Weenus and the Schwartz, and that was an early band that Jay Wren and her sister Serena and some other friends put together when they were just tiny. So yeah, a lot of stuff. It's kind of an open palette, so to speak, open canvas.
Nice. So I misread Richard's.
Sorry, folks. Looks like I'm frozen again.
Oh, go ahead.
Statement. He says no. He needs to do that. So I read that. Oh, I read it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You do, man. Yeah. Just come on over.
I was going to tell you, Jimmy, we're missing one of our co-hosts today. He's at Knott's Berry Farm taking a picture with Snoopy. So we're going to have to find him for that, right, Alberto?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll take care of him later. But we have Eddie here. And of course, we have Alyssa, Alberto, and myself, Steve. Now, if we come down there and do that, would you be okay if we put our cheeks on there? Like, if we put some paint on our cheeks and smacked it on the wall?
I will step out while you do that.
All right.
If you want to immortalize yourself in such a way, who am I to stop you?
Hey, isn't that rock and roll?
I guess so. Ask Ozzy Osbourne. I think he has a history of doing some things like that.
Oh, my goodness. Let me see here. Back to the dance floor. Let's check this one out.
All right.
Back to the dance floor, Alyssa. You like to dance, Alyssa?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's so distracted. So many things we cannot change. Looking at our phones, staring into space. Tired of all the bullshit, sick of playing
Lights Go Out is the new album, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
And that's a track off there. I don't want to play it all because I want people to go buy it when it comes out. I don't want to give anybody no freebies here. You get a little taste, and then you got to go buy Jimmy Becker's new album when it comes out. Hopefully soon, right?
Very soon. I'm in the final stages of mixing, and there's a couple of vocal parts that I think I'd like to change. So, you know, it's never ending, you know. I mean, but at some point, even Jay Rinn was telling me, he said, Dad, you can analyze this until the end of your existence if you want. Just accept that it's good and put it out. So, yeah, a couple of small tweaks, and I think I'm good to send it off for production. So, end of the year by streaming, and hard copy and CD and vinyl both by probably early March. Yeah.
So by the end of the year, not too long away, at least for the streaming part. You can go buy it or
now stream. Are you streaming on all platforms or just certain ones?
Yeah, all of them. I mean, it's, you know, at this point in, you know, in my career, that's more of a courtesy. I do a lot better. I do a lot better live selling actual vinyl. You know, vinyl's really kind of an interesting thing. It's, you know, I guess there's souvenirs on some level. You know, and
they're coming back. A lot of vinyls are coming back. A lot of people are buying vinyls again.
People love it. And I have people buy my album who don't even have a turntable. They just said, we just like having vinyl. You know, they put it on their walls and, you know, do their thing. But if you're looking to make a living on streaming, sorry, ain't gonna happen. You know,
right.
You got to get out there with some elbow grease and actually
do old school. Old school way.
The old school way.
Rock and roll.
Vinyl sounds a lot better anyways.
I love vinyl. I love it. Plus, I love the interactivity to it. You know, I mean, you know, so much of the, you know, in-ear stuff like that, music becomes a soundtrack to some other event. But with vinyl, music becomes the event. It becomes what you do because it demands your attention. It demands your interactivity. And I love that about it. I just think it makes the whole experience much better.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. How about any upcoming shows you got going on? You want to let everybody know?
I'm at, funny enough, tomorrow night I'm at, Mi Havana Cigar Shop in Pomona. That is always fun. It's a really swanky joint, members only, but for $15 or a 2-cigar minimum, you can come. I'll be there tomorrow night. Private event on Saturday. And then I'm at up in Buellton on Sunday for 4 hours at a wonderful winery. I love wineries and breweries because, you know, everybody's always just happy there. And everybody starts out happy at a bar, and by the end of the night, you know, bouncers are breaking because somebody looked at someone sideways, you know. But that's just not a brewery or winery. People are actually there for the culinary experience, believe it or not. And I'm up there. It's beautiful Rolling Hills. It's called Brick Barn Wine Estates. I'll be there. And next Wednesday I'll be at Hangar 24 Brewing in Irvine. So I'll be there.
Oh.
Out in the OC in the middle of a...
neck of the woods.
Yeah, so I'll be there next Wednesday night, 5 till 8 p.m. And, you know, it's chill. You know, beer, food, acoustic rock and roll, you know.
And where is this at?
That's in Orange County off of Von Carmen.
Von Carmen.
Yeah. Check out, go to my website, jimmybecker.com, for more details. And you can see my tour dates and all of that. And,
very cool. So website's the best place to go to check out all the info on you?
Pretty much. It's kind of a one-stop shop. I mean, I do post on Instagram, you know, about upcoming shows, but I usually only do that a few days in advance. So if you want to plan farther ahead, the website's the best way to go.
Okay. I had another question. I see that you played up here at the California Grill a few times. Is that a place you go often, or was that just
be? You know, that's a fun one. And actually, forgive me, the 13th is not going to be at Hangar 24. It's going to be at California Grill. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. So back up. I'm trying to remember all of these dates.
All right, let's rewind here a second.
Okay, rewind. Okay. Wednesday, it's the 13th, right? I think it's the 13th. I'll be at California Grill in Whittier, and I'll be there also on the 22nd and 27th. Now, it's interesting because, you know, that's just kind of a neighborhood family restaurant, but about 9 months ago, they decided to have live music, and they have done a terrific job. They've got awesome QSC speakers all around the patio. Everything, the live music on the patio is tied audibly and video-wise inside the restaurant, where they project everything on a big screen inside the restaurant, too. And then on cooler days, you play inside the restaurant. But it sounds good. Food's pretty darn good. They got a full bar, and it's kind of a regular thing, and I like it because I don't drive very far to get there. I I have put 21,000 miles on my CRV this year doing shows up and down the state of California. So it's always nice to know the drive.
Just right, not too far away, huh?
Exactly. But that's a fun place. And they have live music regularly Wednesday through Saturday nights every week.
Very cool. Very cool. Melissa, another question for Jimmy Becker?
No, I like the music. It's very, it's not like, it's like a music that everybody likes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like hard rock. It's not rap. It's not, you know, it's not like a, to me, I feel like it's not a specific genre. It's like something that, you know, you can go to a restaurant and it can be playing in the background. It's, you know, something you can drive in the car and you can listen to. It's nice. I liked it.
Yeah,
thank you.
I get it. Yeah, it's. Yeah. I think too because. I hear acoustic, but I know there's electric guitars in there too. I know I heard a few songs. You had some electric going on, right? But I do notice you play acoustic.
Yeah, let's have a little bit of fun here. Go ahead and cue up maybe the intro and the first verse of When the Lights Go Out, because I played it earlier. You can hear the difference between what I played live in the studio and what it's sounding like on the record.
Okay.
When the Lights Go Out. Let's listen to the first, 45 seconds of it.
The Lights Go Out is the name of your new album, and it's also the title of one of the tracks on there.
Yeah.
Enhanced.
Yeah, so but everything I write almost exclusively on this. Now I did see a question. It was Richard, California State Fair. Little bit about that. Each year I've been playing at the California State Fair in Sacramento, Cal Expo, for about 14 years running now. But starting a couple of years ago, we started doing Jay Rin joins me and we switch back and forth for 6 hours a day. We do 17 days in a row. Wow. And it's sometimes warm out there. It's about 108 degrees about 4 of the days that we played this last July. But we play in the wine garden area, people just kind of chilling and getting out. It's shaded, so it's a cool 99. And we do that, but we also do the big Fresno Fair for 12 days in October. And those are a lot of fun. And we're trying to do more of those because it's really a great way to interact with people, reach new audiences. And, you know, looking back on rock and roll history, you look at a lot of the, you know, before rock and roll venues and concert halls were a really big thing in rock and roll. I mean, a lot of the artists from the 50s and 60s, they got their start playing the fair circuit because that was one place you could go play to new people, you know, yeah. And you really did, you know, and gradually they would start drawing people in, you know, but you had a built-in audience and it's a great way to go out and reach people. So, yeah.
Very, very cool.
6 hours a day is not for wimps, though, I'll tell you. It's
magic.
Yeah, you do that 17 days in a row. It's funny, Jay Rin and I talk about it because, you know, we do these things. And after about 4 or 5 days, you start feeling it. But by the 6th or 7th day, something else kicks in. And suddenly your voice is loose. Everything is loose. And you actually finish that many days. You finish stronger than when you started. It's amazing. Really? Wow. Yeah, it's. I guess it's kind of like an athlete. You know, you stretch, you work out. Gradually, you get into the groove, and pretty soon you're
flying,
you know, swinging for the fence. Yeah, exactly.
That's right. So Jimmy Becker's new album coming out soon. When the Lights Go Out, hopefully streaming at the end of this month in the new year. Hopefully, some album and CDs. And keep your eyes open. You could go to his website and keep an eye out. And you'll probably get information when the hard copies will come out, right, on your website?
Yeah, that'll be on the website, and that'll also be all over social media. You know, you can get the previous two albums, The Packing House and Beck Away, on my website. I'll just ship them right to you. Or you can come to one of my shows, and I'm always selling them there. And also my shows, just something to let you know, I'm also lately been helping promote Jay Rinn's new album, Fool on the Fringe, which is just fantastic. It's just a wonderful record. So I've been kind of offering that also at my shows too, if people want to pick that up. It's a nice way to kind of let her reach people out here in California.
Very cool. I was going to bring that up, Alyssa. Hopefully, I had seen a video of Jimmy and Jay Rinn do a song by Fleetwood Mac, and I liked it. Maybe we could have them on sometime to do a song together. I think that would be really cool. And I have Jay's album, and I'm going to have to get Jimmy's because, you know, I'm a fan of his too. So we can play his music on the show. And yes, of course, I hope he signs it. Hey, you know what? If he does that, he's all professional. I promise when we do your wall, we won't do the cheek thing. We'll just sign it, okay? we'll be professional. I don't want Jimmy to have to walk out of his studio.
No words. No words.
All right, Jimmy. So everybody, tell you your website one more time, how everybody can keep up with your tour dates ahead in advance and everything about you.
Just hit jimmybecker.com and you'll find out where I'm performing. And also, just throwing it out there, if you've got a private event, a backyard, flatbed truck, corporate event, or anything like that, on the media section, I do have a full list of every song I do sorted by era and artist. So you can always see what I do if you want to do something private. So I do a lot of covers.
Sorry, folks. Frozen again.
Very cool. If you want to hire Jimmy Becker to come play, just go to his website, check out his resume and everything that he does, and you can hire him. And he's a good musician. We love him over here. He's a friend of our show now. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome to have you on. And we're gonna run into each other eventually. I know it. So
I think so. Yeah.
One question before you go: have you ever had a German Shepherd?
Oh no. Yes, I did.
That was you, Alyssa. Drive down. There's a street out here. I don't want people to come to my house because then they're gonna terrorize me. But down Kalima, and I would see this walking this German Shepherd all the time.
Okay.
Was that you?
Quick story. It'll take less than a minute. There's a song on the new record called Everybody Knows My Doggy's Name. Yeah. And it's kind of a tribute to Shelby. We had to put Shelby down about a year and a half ago. The hip dysplasia was just horrible to see the deterioration, how quickly it happened. But I was walking her all over this town for about 10 years. And up until a few months ago, even, I'd be walking and people would literally pull over in their cars and ask me, "Where's your dog? You know, where's your dog?" I had people run out of their homes. "We haven't seen your dog. Where's your dog? Is your dog okay?" And so the thing is, I'm probably more well known in this town for walking my dog than I am for playing guitar at this point. But that's okay. That's okay. It's you know, it's fun. Met a lot of really nice people that way, funny enough. But so that's the kind of the story of Shelby. And I did get, I guess I became kind of the iconic dude who walks his dog. So.
No, that's cool. I mean, before I knew that, when Jay came on, she did the show and everything, and then when she brought the album over, she was telling me about you and stuff, and then I was looking you up to, okay, I'm going to check him out, and I go, wait a minute, I've seen this gentleman before. I'd seen you walking with your dog, but I hadn't seen you doing that in a while.
Yeah.
And I asked her, I go, yeah, I go, did he used to walk a dog? And she's like, yeah. And I go, yeah, I haven't seen him in a while, but I knew who you were by that.
Oh, that's funny. Well, guy, you're not the only one, I can assure you. I walk into Trader Joe's up the street, you know, and I mean, people, you know, for a while, people go, hey, saw you with your dog today. So, you know, so happen all over the place. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry about your dog. I'm a dog lover. Thanks. We're all pet lovers here, and I'm very sorry.
She was a friendly one.
What is the song? Did you write a song about her?
There's a song. I didn't send it to you, but there's a song on the album. It's a fun song called Everybody Knows My Doggy's Name, and it's definitely a country song. It's you could probably do the two-step or the 10-step or some step to it. And it's a fun little tune. It's got some nice acoustic guitar, a little bit of electric guitar, and it's just kind of the story of Shelby.
Very cool. I'll be looking forward to that. Your whole album plus that song so I can hear it, and we'll keep in touch, and we got to try to get down and watch one of his shows, guys. And
yeah,
hopefully get you and Jay on. I'd love to have a duet with you guys one day, and that would be fun.
That would be awesome. Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. I know she'd be down for it, too.
So we'll work on that. But until then, we're going to be looking forward to your new record. And it is called, once again, When the Lights Go Out.
Yep.
Look on Jimmy's website. Hopefully it's out by the stream is out by the end of this year, and the hard copy is in the new year. So keep an eye out for that. And go check out his other music. And I'm going to want you to play Dinosaur the next time you come back. I love that song already. And I've only heard a little bit, but I already like it.
Hey, you got it.
All right. Next time we get Dinosaur, Alyssa, I like that song. It's something that he released, but then he took down. But it's in my head already. So I told him, I go, I like that song already. So hopefully he re-releases it again, and I'll be happy.
Mm. Awesome. Yeah, this song's a little bit autobiographical, I think, at this point.
Yes. All right, Jimmy, nice to have you on. If you need anything from us or any kind of promotion, just send a message, and we'll do the best we can on our side.
Steve, thank you so much. Thank you all. I really appreciate it. Yeah,
thanks for coming.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
Jimmy.
Be well.
All right. That was Jimmy Becker. His new album comes out soon. It's called When the Lights Go Out. Very cool. All right, Jimmy, I do have to tell you one thing. We don't kick people off the show. You have to let yourself out the door. So that's our saying here. We don't want to
do that. I'll just get up and walk out and leave my camera on.
All right, Jimmy.
Jimmy has left the building. Okay, see ya. Bye.
Make sure you sign the wall. That'd be a good one. Have Jimmy sign his own wall, huh?
All right. How do I do this? How do I do this? I just click something and go.
Click leave studio.
Leave studio.
Leave studio on the bottom. Ah, there it is.
This is what we like to see. We like to see people
try to figure out
how to get out of the show.
I can't leave. It's like Hotel California. Okay.
Once you're in, Jim, that's it. You're in.
All right. Take care, y'all.
You can never leave.
Exactly. Right. There you go. Okay. Take care, y'all.
Take care, Jimmy.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Heavy.
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah, I see him walking all the time, and I didn't know that. I didn't know he played music, for one. Uh-huh. I just see him walking up and down the street every day, walking a dog. And then when I saw his picture after Jay came out, I was like, hey, I know that. I know that face. And sure enough, that was him. Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
That's what you call a small world.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa. So anyway, so Alyssa, we got a couple things straight. Alyssa doesn't have a bitch resting face.
Resting bitch face.
A resting bitch face. Only what is Steve. That? Is that, what is that? Was that like?
Yeah, it's just like,
show me
when
what,
you're not smiling, you're just like normal.
That's a bitch resting, a resting bitch face? Just you know, because you're not smiling?
It's kind of like when they say,
it
would
just depends.
Yo, the guy just always seems angry, but I mean, he's fine. Mm-hmm. It's just
even a guy can be called that.
Well, they would say to me a lot when I was young that I was always angry, and I'm bored. I'm daydreaming, and they'd be like, "Yeah, you're just sitting there angry." Whenever I got dragged to a wedding or something,
a resting bitch face.
They called you resting bitch face?
Not me, just angry.
No.
Oh, but that's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
My boyfriend gets that a lot too.
And it's just like when
it must
you when
be
you,
mean looking. I don't know.
I don't.
Richie bitch face. So when somebody's a let's get this dissect this. So when somebody's a bitch, does that mean that they're rude and mean?
That's what I've been told that I am.
Okay, so it, that means it is how Richie bitches means you're mad. Look mad.
It's not that I'm rude. I'm not gonna sugarcoat anything. I'm gonna tell you.
Well, that doesn't concern actually you talking. It's just like when you see somebody from across the room or something, or you just meet. I mean, not even meet somebody because usually you're talking, but like you see somebody in the room or something, and they look angry.
It could be
or
just
they,
your face.
It's just a face, but I mean, you don't know what's going on in the brain. You know, maybe they are angry, or maybe the woman is a bitch.
Something happened.
But it's just
okay, you know, all right. I don't know about this bitch faces. I don't even know what the hell that is. When you said that, I was like, what are you talking about?
It's just like, people think it's just first, the way first, your face looks, you know?
First impression.
Like first impression. First impression.
So is that like, hey, before I forget, before PHS, sounds like a hospital, huh? PHS leaves? He says, my first show, but not my last. Like I said, you guys are the cool kids. Thank you very much. What's his name? Richard?
Richard.
Thank you, Richard. Very, very nice to say. And I hope you enjoy the interview with your buddy, Jimmy. And hope you continue to watch the show and spread the word about the M25 show. That would be nice of you. And don't worry about my stuffed nose. I wasn't doing coke before the show or nothing like that. I was just getting over being sick. I can't breathe. But the show must go on.
Yes.
Alyssa with the resting bitch face, Steve with the clogged nose, and Alberto with the angry face.
Yeah.
And Eddie.
And Eddie with Eddie the smile with no face.
Eddie with Snoopy.
Hey, Eddie's heavy. D-Man, he sent us a picture. I want to see a picture of him with Snoopy.
Right.
I have no idea. He just he sent me a message last night and said, hey, sorry I can't do the show tomorrow. I'm going to Knott's with a sad face.
With a sad face.
What did he put the sad face for? You know he's happy. You know he's happy.
I guess his girlfriend's going to drag him on Silver Bullet. He doesn't want to go.
Oh, this is that a roller coaster?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that the one that swings or...
That's the one.
No, it goes like this, doesn't it? Like you're.
Well, no, it's the one. I don't know if you've been to Universal. I mean, Knott's Berry Farm, but it's that one in the front of the park that you kind of you're like the right above you, the track's above you, so you're kind of sitting with your feet dangling, mm-hmm. and then you go upside down, and it loops you like 10 times.
That one got me like literally that's I think the first roller coaster that got me like almost like car sick. Because of the loops. And I don't really get that way with really? Roller coasters. Like, I can go upside down, but I don't know. It's been a while.
Alyssa, come on. We know you like to be flipped around and everything like that.
Off everywhere.
Only by her man, not a coaster.
So her man's the boomerang or whatever. Is that the one that gets you up?
Your man's
called the boomerang.
Boomerang is gone, so.
Boomerang's not there anymore.
It's called Hang Time now. That's her man's name, Hang Time.
Hang Time. Hang Ten.
Hang Ten.
All right, go ahead, Alyssa.
I was going to say, Richard's asking if M25 has a meaning.
Oh, Lord. It certainly does.
It's how many years it took us to get the show on the air.
Oh, gosh.
It's like WD-40. It's how many tries we had to make.
Yes, it's like WD-40. 25 squirts. 25 squirts before we stop squeaking. Oh, yes, there is. But what episode do you have to tune in to hear what the meeting was? Episode 1 through 60?
Probably episode 1. I forgot.
I forgot, too.
No, it was just,
yeah, there's a meeting. It's just...
I see behind me up there is the Magpie Podcast Network. So what do we say was the average magpie lives 25 years or something?
Yeah, the average magpie bird lives 25 years. So,
and it was M25. It was the only thing Steve offered that made any sense to me. So I went with it.
Oh, jeez. Oh, thanks. I don't even understand. You know what? Now I understand why people think you're mad.
Yeah.
They're right. Now, listen, I don't know. I don't think
you're
mad. No,
I'm only
face.
Mad when I'm dealing with you.
Oh, okay.
It's my resting,
well, I subscribe.
This is my resting Steve face.
Oh. Thanks for subscribing.
Very cool. Thank you very much. Yes, we will make sure that we fulfill our commitment to entertain, which we do every week. Right, Alyssa?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Rich, why is your headline PHS? Are you just love
this?
Because
it's Paradise High School.
He's proud of his high school.
But I mean, instead of being Richard or Gizmo.
Maybe he runs the high school Class of 83 Facebook.
Oh.
He's in charge of it.
Really? You think
he's
so?
He's the administrator. Yeah. Wow. That's like my jigsaw puzzle Facebook.
You know what? I got a problem. I don't have a problem, but what is up with that puzzle thing? She starts this puzzle group, Alberto.
Yeah.
Right? Are you even able to handle it? Are you even able to handle what's going on? Alyssa goes in there. Who are you?
Right?
She's the one.
Oh
started
my. Okay, so I started this jigsaw puzzle exchange when it was COVID because everybody was doing jigsaw puzzles, and I'm like, jigsaw puzzles are expensive. you know, to do just one time. And then what do you do with the box after you finished it? Most people break it down and put it back in the box, and you have all these boxes of puzzles.
Yes.
And it's like, well, what are we going to do with it? You know, so I figured, why not make something where you can exchange? I'll give you my puzzle, you give me yours. You know, we can meet, we can exchange, we can mail it, we can whatever it is. It exploded. I have like 10,000 members, and I think right now I have like 1,500 waiting for me to approve them to be a part of the webpage or part of the Facebook group.
What are you waiting for?
I don't have time. It's like, oh, because, you know, me, I've noticed that if I just approve them all,
yes,
we get like, I get spam people. I get people who, you know, are trying to sell other things. So I usually look at each individual person to see where they're from, what, you know, what other kind of groups they, you know, look at, or what other groups they join. And I mean, there's people that I have in the group that I have to approve their posts because they post nonsense, or they post things that aren't jigsaws, or they're trying jigsaw puzzles, or they're, you know, posting like spam stuff. Sometimes I have to remove them from the group. So it is time consuming. It's just, I don't put that much time into it because I've been so busy. Uh-huh. But yeah, I think I want to say like 10,000 members.
So you should
for something that I was like, ugh. And sometimes I think like, oh, maybe I'll have somebody else be the administrator. Maybe I'll have somebody else be the administrator because I feel bad and like, I want to get, you know, should I stop the page? Yeah. But I don't even know how I would transfer that page to somebody else. I mean, I know I can make people administrators, but I don't know how to like make myself not the administrator anymore, you know?
Well, you could be an administrator and not do nothing and have your administrators under you.
That's me now.
Like if you need to step in, you could step in, but so you're still on there. Don't give it away. Like stay just, there and just add people on that you trust.
It's a huge group, bigger than I ever thought it would be.
So why don't you, in your social media, why don't you, instead of putting Alyssa or whatever, just put Jigsaw, like PHS over here?
Well, you'll get a whole different kind of fans.
Horror fans? Yeah. It has its own webpage. If you go to my Facebook, there's nothing about jigsaw puzzles on my Facebook. It's a whole separate page. You have to go to like the jigsaw puzzles. I think it's Jigsaw Puzzle Exchange.
Oh, well, look, she's trying to promote her page. Go ahead, Alyssa, promote it.
I don't even know the name. See, that's how bad of an administrator I am.
Here you go. It's called My name is Alyssa, and I run the Jigsaw page, and I'm very, very famous with the puzzlers. I think that's what it's called.
I'm like, 10,000 people.
I'm Alyssa, and I have 10,000 strong. Don't forget it, bitch.
From all over the world. It's crazy. Like, you know, Europe and Hong Kong. And I mean, it's just crazy. There's so many people.
Did this one?
See here.
Oh, yep, that's
hold
it.
Hold on a second.
I'm gonna try to join the group.
Hurry up and let's show everybody. If you want to join Alyssa's side hustle,
spots like in 3 months.
Jigsaw Puzzle Exchange Group. If you want to join her puzzle group,
I sent the request.
You'll get accepted in 25 years.
Exactly.
See, when you started talking about this group, I thought like she was doing a puzzle, like a 500-piece puzzle, one piece at a day.
Oh my gosh! See, this is all.
I'm so bad.
She's all happy over there.
It's just like because during COVID, you know, you're not doing anything. You're at your house doing nothing. So I had all this time, and now that I'm back at work, I keep getting. Let me see how many requests I have. I'll tell you.
I'm gonna call.
Well, I'm the last one on the list, though. So go find me.
I'm gonna start calling her 10 grand. $10,000 bar. Anyway,
just know when you approve, I'm gonna go spam the group and
I don't know if you can see. Wait, hold on.
I'm gonna set her a puzzle in my face.
Your blurring background messes it up.
Oh god, it's blurry. It's blurry.
Why?
You got your background.
Because it doesn't believe it's a person; it believes the background.
Look, right. The M25 show just turned into Alyssa's puzzle show. So everybody. Hold on to your hats.
Well, she already had her little crafty queen. Okay.
Oh, crafty queens. That's next.
So yeah. I have 1,000-something requests. Yeah, there.
And there's Alberto right there. Let him in.
Denied.
Denied.
No, right here. Look, I have.
Hold on. Let me blow you up. 1,036 requests.
Yeah.
So if you're on the waiting list. Woman.
Yeah, Alberto, you're number 1,306.
I gotta wait.
And I'm like, okay. Look, I'll. Hey,
Richard from, where's he from? From Calabasas? The high school guy?
Hey, there we go.
No, Paradise, California.
Paradise. You want to be a puzzle dude with Alyssa's group? Oh, sorry, wrong one. Hold on.
There, I got approved.
Oh, look. Oh. It even says, look, Facebook must know because, look, it says, share the workload. Share the workload, yeah. Running the exchange group.
Oh, so, crap. She's going to make me the administrator and take off.
Oh, no. Then it's really going to go to hell.
Yeah.
Let me see here. So, Richard, if you want to join Alyssa's puzzle thing.
No. I mean, I'm not going to do anything.
Oh,
let's see
boy.
How many members I have.
Oh, that's
9.5K members.
Hold on. Let's fill this up because she makes her very happy. Look at this, guys. Look how popular Alyssa is. 9.5K. Look at her. She don't have no bitch resting face now.
No.
All happy with herself over there. Look at her like a present.
And I think to myself, like, why did I do this thing? Why?
She has a resting boss bitch face now.
Yeah, you're resting boss face.
Well, the sad thing is there's people that are like really, really into it. And I'm like, I think I did 3 puzzles and that was it.
Alyssa, stop. You started a Facebook page. You must be into puzzles. I mean, maybe you didn't think it was going to get that big, but...
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to get that big.
Well, let it go. Let people have fun. They're swapping puzzles and doing that puzzle thing.
They are. Sometimes I'll check it, and they're like, you know, people have closets full of puzzles.
Okay, we'll get back to you how famous you are. Listen, do it a second. Hold on one minute.
No.
Richard says, I do co-admin the Facebook page, and I was... on the reunion committee. We just had our 40th back in September. I live in Dallas. I lived and went to Paradise High School in the 80s. All right. Nice. So now we got the reason. I guess he was on his wrong. I did not mean to log into this one, but I did.
Oh, okay.
So Richard probably wanted to do this. See, I know these things, Alyssa. Yep. He wanted to log in, not on his name, in case our show really sucked more than it does. He didn't want people to know he was here. I get it.
Right.
We know this. We know this routine. So he would have.
Either that or he wanted to promote his page.
Oh, okay. Well, since we're here, we're not here for us anymore. Richard, you want to promote your page since Alyssa's going full?
Promote the world.
Okay, everybody, go to PHS Class of 1983. It must be a Facebook page, I guess, right? And a YouTube.
Or YouTube. I'm on the YouTube page.
Because he says, too, I do co-admin the Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
And so if you're on Facebook, type in PHS Class of 1983.
You'll get
denied. Oh, boy. Here we go. We got another Alyssa over here. Thinks they're too big for their britches. God, I wish I was like that where I was so – I got so many – I got other pages on the side where it's blowed up.
Oh,
we got Richard Alyssa who's just – too popular for themselves.
I think I'm the worst administrator ever.
But
I apologize, people.
if you watch the M25 show and you're in Alyssa's puzzle group, and you're one that's been waiting for months and months
since like March,
she apologizes. I think unless she thinks you're what are those people with their nose in there?
Stuck
snooty,
up.
Snooty, snotty. Yeah, she's really not. I know her. She's really nice. She's not that stuck up. She's cool. So yeah. Just wait another year. You'll get in there. Right. Alberto only got let in because he's here right now. Otherwise, he would...
As soon as the show's over, she's going to kick me out. Like, get the guy out of here.
Alberto would probably get into the class of 1993 PHS before Alyssa's.
Oh, my gosh.
Too much.
Everything
okay, so Alberto, you got a side page too. You might as well. The M25 show is promoting everybody else but us. So
yeah,
what do you got here?
It's not ready
you got OnlyFans?
Yet.
Holy mackerel.
Jeez, yeah. I got no fans, but I'm my only fan. That's it.
What do you got? You got anything going on the side?
No, not yet.
He has to pay to have the OnlyFans. He doesn't get paid.
Well, no, actually, earlier today, talking about OnlyFans, I saw one of those internet posts that goes to a guy, and he has a girlfriend, and she started an OnlyFans, and he was like her OnlyFans for a month, and she was getting, you know, depressed about it. So he made a bunch of fake accounts and started sending. I don't know. We even talked about it, but and then I guess the girlfriend starts messaging one of the other guys. Offering a meetup and everything. Yeah. And he's like, what do I do? Do I tell her the truth and break her heart? Or
also, she thinks she's gaining followers, but it's the same guy. It's the
same guy. But, yeah. But then now
I think we talked about it.
Yeah, now she's flirting with another one of the fake followers.
Isn't the fake follower the same guy?
Yeah, but she doesn't know that.
So she's flirting with two guys, but they're the same guy.
Well, no, she has a boyfriend, and then she's flirting with another follower, offering a meetup and stuff. And the guy doesn't know what to do. Does he tell the truth and then break her heart, or?
Oh, wait a minute. So the guy that's the playing boyfriend. Like he's a fan, is that's her real boyfriend?
That's her real boyfriend.
So she's trying to cheat on her boyfriend.
Oh my god! So now she's talking to somebody else, and she doesn't think it's her real boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh lord, what does he do, Alberto? I mean, what happens? What happened?
Well, the funny thing is that he's not really upset. Like, you know. My girlfriend's trying to cheat on me. You think you'd be upset, but no, he's like, man, I don't want to break her heart.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, it's okay for her to break his.
So, basically, what is that saying we used to say when a guy's hooked on a chick? He's pretty much whipped?
Yeah. He's a simp.
Pussy whipped.
So, his heart is hurting because he doesn't want to hurt her, saying that, hey, the guy that you're going to cheat on me with is me?
Or all the guys were... You think are giving you money? It's just me.
Oh, right. Gosh. I think I don't know. What would you do, Alberto? Would you break it off, or would you just delete all the accounts?
I would just. Well, I delete that guy. I don't know.
So there's another guy in the mix too.
No. He made like multiple accounts. Like I say, three or four. I forget exactly.
So delete the guy she's flirting with.
But there's one because I guess he went and got pictures off the internet of guys to make different accounts. And I guess this one account, fake account, is like a real good looking guy. So.
Oh, so she was all over that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I gotta see what this woman looks like. If she's only got one follower and it's her boyfriend. I'm not putting anybody down. I'm just curious what she looks like.
As content creators who don't have followers, I can feel for her. You try.
Stop. You don't have it.
You try your best, and you're not going anywhere for 10 years.
Alyssa, do you know what this woman looks like?
I have no idea.
Alberto, have you? Since you guys know the story, I want to look at it.
It's a post that randomly comes up every once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to investigate and see if I can find a picture of this lady and see.
Are you going to become her second fan? Real fan?
Hey, might as well. Seems like, it's pretty easy. It's a pretty easy catch, right?
How funny.
The boyfriend seems okay with it. He seems to be happy that she's going to get some attention, I guess. I don't know. That's bad when your boyfriend's happy.
I think the boyfriend was...
Or doesn't want to hurt her because...
Yeah. Well, I think the boyfriend was like, okay, you're just taking money from guys on the internet. Who cares? But, now that she wants to actually make it real and physical and then, now... but he doesn't seem to have a problem with that. It's just like, oh my God, what do I do? How do I break it to her that this guy isn't real?
He thinks that what he's doing is bad, right? And that he doesn't want to break her heart. Oh, Lord. That's crazy.
Instead of, what are you trying to cheat on me for?
I don't know. There's some weird relationships out there. Did you hear about there's a story of man insists his 12-year-old secret son move in, tells distraught wife and daughter they can leave if they don't like it.
Wow.
Apparently... I gotta take my glasses off for this because Alyssa knows my symptoms of my eyeballs now because she has actually the same. I can't do that stuff. So, does this mean I'm getting old?
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
Just need a new prescription there, Steve.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I actually have the same problem. I have to take off my glasses when I read because
it's blurry. I've always had to have glasses to read. Now I have to put glasses on to see far.
I mean, I could see. But, like, if I want to see good, I wear glasses. Does that make sense? Like if I want to see a movie good, or especially when I'm driving, because I want
to
make sure.
So you're nearsighted. You don't need them to read.
But like when I wear my glasses to see good, like driving and stuff, and then I want to look at my phone or read something, it's all blurry.
Yeah, because you're
just natural.
Farsighted.
Okay, because since you guys are promoting all your pages,
I'm
telling everybody about my eye sickness. I don't have pages like you guys blowing up on the side. My full support is on this show, the M25 show. But
yeah, hey. I was always farsighted. I could see far, but I can't see close. You're nearsighted to where you can see close, but you can't see far.
That's
so eventually, as you get older, your vision changes. So you'll probably
I'll get better.
Like bifocals or progressive, whatever you choose, so you can read, because eventually you're not going to be able to read without glasses.
Unless I have those already.
Oh, well,
you just want me to tell everybody already that I'm.
That you're old?
My eyes are failing me or what? Just because you got a big. Big shot puzzle page. Just don't put me down, okay? Please.
Famous.
Let me get to the story.
She got her 10,000 followers.
Yeah, hey, 10 grand. Step back for a second, okay? Let the little people talk.
Pointing us to shame here.
Looking at me like, oh, your eyes are good, but look at me with the 10 grand followers. Got so much people, I don't even know what to do.
I can't handle it. I wish it was money. I wish I got paid for this stuff.
You know, you probably could if you've set that page up right. I think.
I don't know.
That's something. You know what? I'm surprised you don't. You're pretty good at investigating stuff.
Sometimes I'm better than the FBI.
Okay, I'm back. Okay, so the story here.
Okay.
About the guy, he had a secret 12-year-old, right? It says he kept the child a secret for 12 years from his wife and teenage daughter until the boy's mother suddenly died. That's how they found out that he had a secret son. A man has taken to the internet for advice after a fight with his daughter and wife. The post, which generated a tremendous amount of feedback on an anonymous forum, left many people with a bad taste in their mouth. While the story involves a boy who just lost his mother, most of the armchair experts in the comments section just could not get over the father's behavior. Huh. Do you want to know what he posted? It's not that long. Let me see here. The man titled his post AITA. I don't know what the heck that means. Oh.
Am I the asshole?
For asking my wife and daughter to leave the house if they don't want to reside with my son. What do you think about this? I'm not going to read the rest, but you get the gist of everything going on. I guess he had a baby with somebody else, and I guess it was okay with that woman, the side woman, but she died, so
I mean,
he's got to go with the daddy.
I don't know. Was this before he married and had the daughter? I don't know how is the daughter younger or older than the boy, but I don't know.
Does that matter?
Maybe older if she's a teenager already and he's only 12.
Okay.
So basically, he cheated on the wife and got the side chick pregnant.
Oh, so does that make a difference if he had the kid before they were married or during his marriage? Does that matter?
I don't think it would matter because he's keeping it a secret. I mean, if you know, even if he had it before the marriage, you know, I think the wife would need to know that, you know, he has another kid. So.
Okay.
This to me kind of sounds like it was a post-marital, you know, it was during the marriage.
Yeah.
It says, my wife, Rachel, and I have been married for many years now, and I also have a daughter, Leah. I am not proud to admit it, but I had another child while I was married to Rachel through another relationship. That boy's name's Aiden. I kept it a secret from them, and I paid child support to her mother. He continued, I was meeting absolutely all of their expenses. She herself had a good job anyway. She passed away recently and Aiden was alone. Is that enough?
That's a hard one.
Okay,
I understand
the wife
and daughter are probably in shock because they didn't know.
Okay, so he had an affair while he was married, apparently, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the story. What do you do? No, he seemed like he was being, I mean, I can't even say if that's a good dad or not, but he was taking care of the kid on right. the side. He didn't tell the wife or his daughter. He was doing both things right, I guess in some kind of way if you look at it. But the mom dies. Do you think he should have just acted like he didn't know anything that had to do with them? Because the kid probably would have got taken away, right? To
Well, I mean, that's yeah. well, that's the thing. It's, what part, how much of it was the dad in his life? I mean, was it just he was just, you know, handing him checks and, you know, that's it? Or was he actually... Because I don't know. I mean, the kid's, what, 12 years old? I don't know how you can keep a secret like that for 12 years. I mean, we laugh mm-hmm. about Eddie's, you know, secret life, but I mean, this is basically what it is. I mean, if he was actually being part of the kid's life, you know, what are you doing? Disappearing for weekends or something?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it doesn't really say if he was, you know, he paid the payment, so yeah. it didn't say if he stayed there and picked the kid up and took him to Disneyland and all that, because that would be kind of dangerous, or wherever they live, you know, I don't know, like places around, because they'd be seen, right?
Yeah.
By mm-hmm. maybe somebody of his family, or...
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if the mom had any family. I don't know if the kid has other grandparents or something. I think it would... I mean, really at this point, it would be stay with another relative and kind of transition into this family, because, I mean...
Right.
I think that would just... It'd be just hard on him, too. I mean, nobody... According to this, I think it was... They're just thinking about the mother and daughter, but, you know, it's... It's hard on him too, you know. Your mom dies. Yeah. Now you're gonna move with your dad. I don't know what the relationship is, and you know, you got two hostile people who are upset with you. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't say if he had a relationship. It just says he didn't want. I did not want my son to suffer like that, without any parents. The reason I did not reveal his identity to Rachel and Leah is that I did not want to cause a fight. But now I had no choice. I went through all the proper procedures to get custody. I made him live in my house. So it sounds like he's going to do it either way, because he says they can move out if they want, if they're not happy, his wife and kid.
I wouldn't be happy finding out that my husband cheated on me and had a kid for, and never, knew
until... And took care of him for 12 years.
12 years later. Yeah.
Okay. Lisa, do you agree with the wife saying, she said, the husband says they have been absolutely livid about it, and Rachel, his wife, has been demanding to get Aiden away from the house.
So he's already...
He says he's not going to do that, and warned her against doing anything to him.
I don't think I would kick the kid out, because it's not the kid's fault, but... of course I'm going to be upset. It's like, dude, you cheated on me and you had a kid. And how, you know.
Rachel should be more upset at the husband. And I mean.
Right.
Not the kid.
It's not the kid's fault.
But, you know, in these kind of situations, you know, the adult brain sometimes does not function.
Is it right for the dad to, he's pretty much saying, hey, I know they don't like it.
I think I'm
not going to kick the boy out because it's not his fault. So if they leave, I deserve to be left. So he's basically telling him, if you want to leave, go for it.
It's not what I want, but go. I do have that problem with the dad. That's like, you know, well, this is the way it is, and fuck you. Get the fuck out. No, excuse me. You know, you just fucking shattered, or, you know, if you don't like it, get out, you know. You just fucked up their the world. I mean,
I understand. You know, what's he supposed to do now? What's he supposed to say? Like, hey, he says there's nothing he can do. Like, hey, look it. I have this kid here. They don't like him. They don't want him there. So basically, if he tells the kid, all right, get out or take him to the state or whatever, then they'll be happy, I guess. I don't know. I don't think they'll be happy still.
They're not going to be happy. So
I think the dad did the right thing. He just said, okay, hey, I got caught. I have the son here. Things are probably not going to work out anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, at least do something right. Take care of your kid.
Yeah.
I mean, because if he kicks the kid
that
he had on the side, I mean, the wife and the daughter are going to split, because I don't see them having a loving marriage after that. I don't see it.
At least the wife. I mean, the daughter might forgive in the end. But,
okay,
I mean,
the wife. Okay, so the wife splits.
with the daughter, I guess.
Why would the wife tell him to get the kid out if she's probably not even going to be there, or in his life anyway?
Right.
That's what I want to know.
Well, like,
she's upset like that, why would she stay with him?
Yeah.
Why would she care? Like, okay, if you want to keep your kid, that's fine. But hey, I'm out of here. You cheated on me. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the wife is more upset with the cheating part, not the kid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know. She's going to leave. A percentage says she's going to leave, right?
Yeah.
Most people would say, oh, get the hell out of there. She's probably going to leave. There's a small percentage of some ladies that would stay because they don't think they could get anyone, or they really, really love this person. But most people will split. So for her to want him to get the kid out, it doesn't make sense to me. It's like, okay, well, I'm leaving. So whatever you want to do with your life is you do whatever. I'm done.
Yeah, the kid's not,
yes, Alberto's right.
Kid's not going to solve anything.
He messed up their lives, and he's got to deal with that. And
I don't know. Like I said, it just seemed like to him that they weren't justified in being angry. They are, at least with him. I don't. But like I said, it'd be kind of hard, you know, just bring a 12-year-old kid home, and like now you're supposed to love him if you're the wife. You know, you're not going to be able to do that.
Oh, I agree.
So,
but what's he supposed to do? He's supposed to say, hey, stay outside for a while until I could make things better in the house. And then maybe they'll be okay with it after hits me with a hammer and everything.
I don't. It's up to you to leave with the kid. So, sorry, dude. You know, they don't.
I think he got the kid. And I think he went. He found out the wife died. Maybe he was going to go give a payment.
No, the side lady died. The baby
the
mama died.
And the son was alone. I mean, you know, he would have went maybe with other family members or whatever, but he's his kid, and he probably said, all right, I got to go confess. I mean,
well, then
it's a sad thing that it took that to confess, but he went and said, hey.
Then at this point, I hope he had been in his life, because that's even harder on the kid now. You know, your mom dies and you're going with a stranger into a hostile house.
I think this is a
real situation. This is just fucking messed up.
It is a real situation. Yeah. It's a real story. Alberto, I don't make things. You guys still think
I'm not saying that that you're making it up. I'm not saying that it's probably made up on the internet. Unless these are your neighbors you're talking about, and you know the situation. No. Okay.
No. Alyssa, you want to read what
Richard said? Mom and daughter need to embrace the blended family. What's done is done, but since this is on him, he and the son need to go find a new place.
Basically, and that would probably be. And daughter, well, the daughter maybe, because you know this is your brother, this is your half brother, you're really this person. Mom, you know, be an adult. You know, at least you know, don't be mean or evil to the kid. But you know, this is your daughter's half brother. Okay, he's gonna be part of the life now.
I think the daughter will be, because, you know, not always going to be mad at dad or the parents if there's a divorce or a separation or whatever, right? You're always kind of civil to your parents, no matter who was right or wrong. It's your mom and dad, no matter what, you know, people make mistakes or whatever. But I think it's between him and the wife, basically. I mean, he does someday have to sit down with his daughter because she seems kind of young still. And, you know, maybe explain himself. Maybe when she gets a little bit older, and you know, to say he messed up, but this is how the decision he made. You know, hey, I had a kid, and I have to take care of him. And doesn't mean I don't love you or I didn't love your mom. I messed up. I did a bad thing. But I think if the mom and dad split up, and they just do their own lives from there, you know. The kids will always be their parents, right? You don't always have to be husband and wife. That's why there's a thing called divorce.
Yeah.
But you always have a parent, even if you say you don't. Alyssa, I'm just proud of you with your puzzles. That's all I got to say. I think this guy needs to get into this puzzle thing so he's not getting ass on the side.
Oh, he needs a new hobby.
Yes. Hey, what was his name? What was the guy's name? I don't want to even look it up again. But whatever.
I don't know.
Whatever his name is.
I'm going to refer him to Alyssa's puzzle page.
He could be the administrator.
Yes. Since he's doing a good job in his life.
He's administrating his family.
Oh, gosh.
Oh my gosh. All right, guys. Well, we're going to get out of here. We're Christmas is coming up. We're going to have a Christmas show, and we're trying to set it up. And it's going to be Wayne, Alberta, the 21st.
21st.
And Alyssa will be Thursday gracing our Christmas. Presents, I think.
I hope so, yeah.
You'll be here, right?
I believe so.
Okay. You're calling
me. Yeah, I'm off next week.
It just depends.
I don't know. My boss changes the schedule sometimes, and I'm like, ugh. You know, because she wants me to have Saturday off.
Tell your boss you're a better boss. You got 10,000 people in your group.
Yeah tell them you got a puzzle visitor. Page. Uh-oh. You got a sister.
Visitor.
It's all blurry. Oh my God. Hey, listen.
It's a 12-year-old kid.
Is that the 12-year-old?
Say hi.
Hello.
He's looking at you guys.
He's not impressed. He's not impressed by Daddy Steve.
No, it's not me. It's not me. I do puzzles.
Hello. He's looking at you. He's like, you know, I know you're sending the check, but I want some time at Disneyland.
I'm not the daddy.
I'm glad he can't hear us. So.
Yes, yeah. He's probably going, who's that? Who's these jackasses?
What is going on?
Oh, my gosh. See, we are a mainstream podcast show, people. Everybody's welcome, all ages.
Oh, look, he wants to come back.
Oh, no.
He's stuck here for the rest of the show.
That's how people, they get hooked on us. See, Alberto, that's kids are the true meaning of how they feel.
We just got to clip these last 6 minutes, you know.
Yes, false, and we'll post it all over social media.
False advertising. It's a family-friendly show.
Right?
All right, guys. Well, we're going to get out of here. Christmas show is December 21st. And Alyssa, we're going to work with you to know that you're showing up because you need to be here. And
yes.
We'll work around that schedule.
You need to dress up as Mrs. Claus.
Yes. Oh, Richard says it has been real and been fun. It has been fun at times. It has been real fun. Have a great day.
Great day. Okay.
All right, guys. We're gonna get out of here. And we will see you next Thursday. Same place, same time.
Say bye.
See you guys.
Bye.
He's starstruck. Yeah, forget the puzzles, kid. You can watch an M25 show.
He's like, why is that man wearing sunglasses inside?
Yeah.
For my messed up eyes. That's why.
Don't scare him now.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Okay.
Made my list and checked it twice. Are you naughty? Are you nice?
Ho.
Beard of white and suit of red. Got my reindeer and my sled. My reindeer and my sled.
Ho! I believe in you. You believe in me. I'm Santa Claus. I believe in you. You believe in me. I'm Santa. Ho! Ho!
Okay. He was going like this. Say bye.
Okay, we'll see you guys.
All right, bye.
Bye, Alyssa.
See you, Alyssa. See you, kiddo.
Not impressed.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, looking like, what is this?
Now I have to face stupid reality again.